All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. That was Aberrant Way from Under the Broom Tree, their latest, with a track called Way of Life. They're going to be at Cadieu Cafe on Saturday, and before that we heard Poor Player and the title track from their released High Holy Hills, and they'll be playing at the Cadieu on Friday. Before that we heard, as I said before, Doug Million, who's going to be on the show next Thursday to do a live set. But in the studio, you know what time it is. It's 5 o'clock. We have Mick Ives and the 222s. How are you, gentlemen?
We're fantastic. Thank you, Scott.
Awesome. All right.
All right. Are we ready to jam?
Yes, we are.
Let's do it.
All right. Going to open with the gospel song. Good evening, WHFR and Mr. Scott Boatwright. Happy to be here. Happy to be talking to you all. We're Mick Ives and the 222s, and this is our literary song. This is my literary song. This is my literary song. You take it literally. Moped girlfriend. I want a moped girlfriend. Where she can kind of slide like a 1960s spy. I want a moped girlfriend. I want a moped girlfriend. Like the guys in the Fine Young Cannibal video. You know I'm looking for a good thing. 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 I want a moped girlfriend. I want a moped girlfriend. Black hips, dark shades. She got lips like razor blades. Song called Untitled About You.
On four, Mick. Thank you.
and meet you at your station, and we'd kiss under the last street light, and we'd kiss under the last street light, and we'd kiss under the last street.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. In the house, we have Mick Ives and the 222s. Okay.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great, fantastic.
Awesome. All right. If you don't mind, for our listeners, just go around the room and introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, what you do, you know, blah, blah, blah. Any other personal information, as long as it's not dirty.
What? What are you saying that for? What, because of the way I look? Right away, the judgment. Never mind.
It's Jepto Yunchai right now on percussion and drums and cajon, and later on other string things.
Okay.
And Jeff Hett, and I'm on bass and guitar and other nonsense.
I'm Mick Ives. They picked me up on the side of a desert highway with a half a bottle of whiskey and a Bible that I didn't read, so I don't even know what I'm doing here.
So you fooled them long enough to get in the car, then.
That's right. I'm in the studio now with you, Scott Boatwright. And by the way, I love your show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
right.
that.
The bus is waiting.
Where's the bus going?
To hell.
How long you guys been together?
Me and Jeno have been together for... Like together, or like, what do you mean, like together, like as a band?
Well,
or?
I don't need the personal stuff.
Okay,
I meant as
no.
a band.
No, me and Joe have been like, we've been like, kind of like hanging out for a couple of years.
As a duo, yeah.
As a duo. And then Jeff, we kidnapped Jeff. He was our manager for like a few weeks, and I'm like, Jeff plays guitar. We can make him be our bass player. So as you see us now, the entity is Mick Ives and the 222s. We've been together about 7 months.
Oh, okay. So you gave him the bottle, and then next thing you know, he didn't know where he was at, and you kidnapped
yes.
him.
They said, Jeff, you want to be the manager? And I'm like, F yeah. And then he said, do you want to play bass? I said
he
the
said
same
no.
thing.
And then I go, come on, quit being that way.
he was playing bass lines over the phone, so it started out that way.
Yeah, it was really crazy. I felt like I had Donny Osmond calling me or Bobby Sherman, like, in the middle of the night. He'd be like, Trudy, 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 do you love me?
Trudy, 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 do you care?
But you got a lot of songs, I mean, for considering how little amount of time you've been together, you know. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, just been trudging along.
Yeah, I mean,
a ton more too.
Well, yeah, we're working on a lot of stuff. Once I got with these guys, and once Jeff came like in with us, I just got inspired to write more because these guys are way more musically talented than me, and there's a lot of I don't know certain things that these guys can do that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is I have the comfort as a writer and a singer-songwriter, and I use that term real loosely. These guys really take care of me, so I feel safe to produce and to perform and to write, if that makes sense. I feel, like, secure.
Well, that's cool. That's, you know, it's a good relationship. You know, that's how it is. You know, whatever one person can't do, the other one does it, and et cetera, you know. That's awesome. It apparently works.
Have fun.
Uh-huh.
They're not riding outside yet, are they?
plus, we're wearing black and red, but that doesn't matter as much on the radio. But we have a habit of wearing black and red.
We look
helps.
Fantastic in our black and red. I gotta tell you what.
We want to get capes.
I do want a cape.
No, I would say that means you're fans of Johnny, then, right?
Oh, well, you know what? The reason why I do this is because I like Johnny Cash and Hank Williams. That's the reason why I'm here, man. To be honest with you. That's it, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You just nailed it, bro.
Okay, cool. All right, why don't we do another one?
All right. Song I wrote on Temple Street a couple years back. It's called Brick.
Brick.
window, all I saw was brick. I looked out my window, all I saw was brick. I looked out my window, all I saw was brick. And all the Sunday long, I felt that I could be sick. Hi-yo! A woman's back, it's like a wall to you. A woman's back, it's like a wall to you. A woman's back, it's like a wall to you. And I won't quit the drinking when they're drinking to do. Testify, sinners. Heard the Lord Jesus and he called my name. Heard the Lord Jesus and he called my name. I heard the Lord Jesus and he called my name. And I don't think Sunday going to be the same. We're going to slow it down. This is a tender song. There's a light around Mary. That's a song called Mary's Song.
You have your gadgets?
Now I'm going to do some poetry here. My God, her skin. I cannot tell where she ended and the desert began. As we drove down Highway 62 in her red car, her blonde hair a sensual chaos. And I remember thinking two things. One, hope my son can avoid chicks like this. And two, let's hurt each other and get it over with. Song called Wither.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mick Ives and the 222s.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
So that was Wither. Before that, yes. Mary Song.
Yep.
And before that, Brick. Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to let you know while you were playing, that's why I was a little distracted a moment ago, Skid called.
What?
Yes.
All right.
He says you're sounding great. He's listening.
Skidmark from the Seatbelts.
Yes.
I love that band.
Uh-huh.
That's the only band in Detroit I fanboy. I took my girl. I'm so secure with this band. I took my girlfriend.
You're a groupie, huh?
I am definitely a groupie, and like Sid's been very good to us, and so I just want to like take this opportunity to like I love you, Skidmark, William, the Seatbelts, all you guys. You rock, and thank you so much for what you've done for this band and us and. The way you made me feel.
All is good. It's a great day, isn't it?
It is a great day. It's absolutely great.
Nice. So if somebody wants to get a hold of these songs, like to listen to them, what's their best bet? How do they do that?
Jetto, our business agent, will tell you that right now.
Well, we did release a duo version of some of this music, and it's available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. It's pretty much digital at this point.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so, then we have a Facebook, Mick Ives and the 222s, and a CD Baby website. Those are the main areas. And also, we post shows there. What's our next upcoming show, Mick?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, well we're opening up for the Seatbelts.
Yeah, speaking of Skid.
How about that?
We're opening for the Seatbelts on February 11th at the New Way Bar in Ferndale.
Variety. Okay.
And it's a rock and roll variety extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
And they have us listed as ghetto gospel, which we are.
Okay,
you know,
that's a good.
So, did you come up with that description, or somebody else?
This dude I used to hang out with a long time ago. He was like really smart because he was like a psychologist, and he said that we were ghetto gospel. But Jetto is the one who coined the term garage folk because we think that's what we're playing, garage folk, because we belong in the garage, and all of our instruments are acoustic, and there's not much. You know, accoutrements to what we do.
Yeah.
You know? We don't have that flash in the pan kind of, you know, we don't auto-tune. I sing this way. Yes,
thank
it's that
God.
Bad, right?
Thank God. I'd rather have somebody that sounds like they just woke up and had too many cigarettes and whiskey last night than somebody that sounds like fake and, you know.
That's funny.
Perfect. That's a good decision.
Because that's me on a daily basis.
I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know.
Right. I had to walk by you a couple times, so you know now, right?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I think both descriptions probably fit, really, when you think about it, you know.
Yeah, we do. I mean, like I said, we're, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, a little while ago, you asked me, you know, and I told you, like, I'm here because of Johnny Cash and Hank Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm
senior.
Not trying to be like that. I'm sorry?
Senior.
I'm not aware of a Hank Williams senior. I'm aware of Hank Williams. Oh, here comes this music snap. I'm sorry, Scott. Don't turn me off. But no, Hank Williams senior, yes, to answer your question.
Yeah, because there's three of them now, you know?
Yeah, those other two charlatans, those trust fund babies, yeah, I'm not sure about those guys.
Actually, I'm not a huge fan of Junior, but I like three.
I like three, too, as well, I mean.
He actually goes back to the roots, believe it or not.
You know, he really does. I got to give him it. I do have to give him. I shouldn't be so snarky and so, you know, snobbish.
We'll forgive you.
You know, thank you this time. All right. But, yeah, I mean, it's just funny because I was watching, you know, a movie about Hank Williams, and they were, like, interviewing people. And, you know, of course you're going to see Hank 3, but then you see Sheryl Crow. And it's like, why are you here, lady? And then, you know, you see, you know, Hank 3 talking about how his granddaddy said this and granddaddy said that.
I like Sheryl Crow.
Well, Jeff, you know what? You've never been accused of your horrible taste in music, so we're not going to do it now.
Well, he's the softie of the band, right?
Jeff is the softie. He's a sweetheart, though. But when he was talking, Hank was talking, like, you know, the things that were coming on out of his mouth were like he was, like, sitting on Hank's lap. And I'm like, come on, bro. It's like you got the trust fund. You got the look. You got the ability to play three chords. Stop. We know who you are. Just stop, you know. God, I'm trying to get us famous, and here I am smashing Hank 3. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's going to find out about that. It's going to come back bite you in the butt.
No, I'm not worried about him.
All right.
Not in a straight-up fist fight, anyway. Unless he was with Joe Buck, then I might have a problem.
Okay.
Hey, Mick, there's girls in the hallway that want your autograph, by the way.
I don't talk to girls. I have a girlfriend, so no.
But she's not here right now. We won't tell.
I'll know.
It's a mystery girl.
That's right, ladies. There's a really handsome man dressed in black who's in love with one woman.
Go figure.
As you couldn't tell from the song list, I'm in love about every 27 days.
What's the next song called?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, this. This is a song about a girl.
Dilly Mick. Which one are you?
This is my last girlfriend. And just remind you kids, I'm going to dedicate this song to her, but don't take drugs.
This here song called Dilly Mick. So damn cute, she'll make you sick. She's got big brown eyes and an uptown smile. Got me weak-kneed and a butterfly. She kissed me in the back of a big black car. She bought me black boots and a black guitar. Said to you, baby, gonna take you far. I don't think you know who you are, Jeff. We spent time in heaven that turned into hell. Someone had to break my heart, so I guess it's just as well. We spent time in heaven that turned into hell. It's just as well. This here story about Dilly Mick. So damn cute, she'll make you sick. She's got pills that do the trick. Go ahead and take your pick. Time in heaven that turned into hell. Someone had to break my heart, so I guess it's just as well. We spent time in heaven that turned into hell. Someone had to break my heart, so I guess it's just as well. Thank you. me, I'm a blessed man. Can't sit no more, I soon I can. I can do it over, I do it again. I ain't no good, I ain't never been. Baby, to love me, I'm a blessed man, oh yeah. Oh no. Tell you, woman, that I was born bad to a gypsy woman and a drinking man. Did the best they could with what they had. Wasn't their fault that I was born bad. Baby, to love me, I'm a blessed man. Oh, yeah. I'm a blessed man. I'm gonna gouge my eyes and cut my hands. Baby, to love me, I'm a blessed man. She's gonna take me to the promised land. She's gonna take me to the promised land. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. We have Mick Ives and the 222s. And doesn't happen very often, but we have a caller on the line right now.
Oh.
Says her name is Susan. Does that ring a bell at all?
Hold on, let me think. No, it doesn't, but put her on. Let's just, it's another paternity case, I'm sure, but go ahead.
Can you hear us, Susan?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
What about your kids?
I love my kids, and we'll dedicate the show to Logan and Luke, my kids in Phoenix, Arizona, and I think they might be listening right now.
Okay.
They might be listening online, I hope.
Oh, that was your opportunity, sir.
All right. Well, we'll let it go at that. So
definitely.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyway. Let's see. We got to do one more song, and then you're going to do like an equipment change.
Correct? Yeah, we're going to change over. We're going to change our diapers. We all play different instruments.
Two songs.
Okay.
For two and two songs, we'll do that.
All right. Then.
Two songs and switch to the room.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool. So let's do that. That's a a track called Carnival.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a song called Carnival.
And then we'll go from there. All right. Cool.
Very good.
It's about the Ruiners.
Don't mention those people around me. No, Rick Ruiner's cool. I love Rick Ruiner. Thank you. song from a long time ago. Every time I look around, they tear a memory down. I bet something happened right on this corner, right about where we're standing.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Live from Studio J show. I am your host, Scott Boatwright, as always. In the studio, we have Mick Ives and the 222s. And
awesome.
They're going to be doing a little bit of an instrument change, so bear with us.
We got one more song before that, Scott, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I thought it was the one, that one. Okay. All right, that's cool.
By the way, I recognize you now. You're the guy at PJ's Logger House at the Seatbelt Show with that huge basket of fries.
I'm busted.
We were talking about, like, he looks nice. He looks like he would, like, give us a French fry or two. That was totally you. And then you left before because you're like a rock star in your own right.
Yeah, in fact, actually, check this out. You can, like, do your movement while I talk about it. I was, like, I had two things to do that night. I went to Smalls in Hamtramck.
Right.
A really good friend of mine, Scott Boyink, who was in a band called the Amino Acids.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You like those guys?
Yeah.
He's,
I do.
Love the Amino Acids.
Extremely nice gentleman. He, his wife is battling cancer, and she's doing good. She's doing well. But he puts on what he calls the blender show every few months at Smalls.
Uh-huh.
And it's a multi-band showcase. And this time, he decided to make it a charity thing.
Aw.
And it was basically, you know, normally it's a free show, but this time it was $3 to get in, and all the proceeds went to the specific cancer that his wife's dealing with.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, and everybody came out in numbers, and they got quite a decent amount of money.
Well, that's good, too. I mean, I liked it when people come out and, like, you know, put up some money for a good cause like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, our band, we always do benefits. Like, anybody ever who needs anything, Mick Ives and the 222s, we will play your benefit, you know, just make sure we have some water and let us smoke outside. And
pretty much, we're happy, you know.
Because, you know, the music whole, this whole thing, as musicians, I think we've been given a gift and a privilege.
Uh-huh.
And it's not always about making that whole $20 a night for yourself. Sometimes it's about giving it away and, like, using your skills and what you were given, this privilege. It's not a right to be here. It's a privilege. And when you get this, I think that you should, like, give out to whatever. You know, God forbid there's, you know, a death benefit or a cancer benefit, but still, you know that you're up and down on your 2 feet playing the guitar. You should go help. That's how we feel about it as a band.
Because you're blessed.
We are blessed.
Not only are you healthy, but you can do something you really love to do, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, and how many people get to actually do what they want, you know, when you think about it? I mean, we only play like one or two shows a month. We practice a couple times, but even our practices are like a huge event for us because we feel blessed. We feel grateful. I feel lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't even get to work with these guys because I'm such a hack. But some reason they still love me and I still love them. And it comes together like this. And, you know, we have this great energy. And so when it comes time to like stand up to the plate and be a real man or real rock star and stand up for somebody else and maybe make them a few bucks. Hey, so be it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here for. You know, we're all in this together.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if I had known you already, you could have had some fries.
No, I was totally like, you just seemed like you had, and like my girlfriend, she was like, man, those fries look so good. And I don't eat French fries. That's the thing.
Because
I'm against like French fries and ketchup and all that stuff. But man, they just smelled so good and you were just eating them one after the other. Scott, you were like downing them like Tic Tacs, honestly.
Well, basically, I had a really busy schedule, and I wanted to make sure I got a full tummy, because if I want to have a couple of drinks, I'm not going to, like, go, you know, at the end of the night.
Speaking of drinks, where's that waitress? Because we were going to order another shot. Where'd that waitress go? Is she gone? No? Okay.
Yeah, she's on break right now. All right, so we're going to do one more and then change
it. Yeah, then we'll switch.
Okay. That's
right. Listen, this is a song called Ride in the Wind. It's about my brother Daniel.
We'll spin the bottle.
Play spin the bottle? Well, when I play spin the bottle with myself, I always win. Because no matter what, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, just remember, when you go to the bar alone and you leave alone, you leave with the hottest person alive. And it should be you, and that's how you should view yourself.
Cool.
But this next song's called Ride in the Wind. And it's about my brother Daniel. He got killed, about 14 years back. And it was before texting and Facebook and all that stuff were really big. It was a disturbed driver, what do they call that, when you're driving and you're not paying attention to what you're doing?
Yeah, distracted.
Distracted driver, yeah.
Oh, yeah, even before texting, there were still all kinds of other things, you know.
So basically, I'm asking all you people out there in Radio Land, is pay attention. You can Instagram later, you can Facebook later, you can text later, because I don't think anybody should ever have to really write a song like this again. You know, so especially with the motorcycles, you can hide a motorcycle between a pencil at 50 feet. So just pay attention when you're out there and take care of yourselves. But this is Daniel's song. It's called Ride in the Wind. We'll be right back. That's how we ship that one across the water.
All right. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And this is live from Studio J. We have Mick Ives and the 222s.
You do that so well, Scott. Can I do that one time?
In my radio voice.
Yeah, if you...
You are listening to WHFR in Dearborn, Michigan. 90 what?
89.3 FM.
80 what?
89.3
FM. 89.3
FM.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go switch around, so ask some questions, and if you want.
Yeah, sure. For people that didn't necessarily tune in at the very beginning, because that does happen.
We're buzzing in here.
Just remind us, like, where you can find your music and the upcoming show, that kind of stuff, you know?
Well, if you go ahead and Google, basically, we're now Googleable. So if you go up to, is that a word now? I guess it is.
Googleable?
It's like, because it's like 1999. So it's like, there's a bunch of crazy words out there. So we're Googleable. And Mick Ives and the 222s. And, you know, our things are available for, you know, whatever you want. There it is. We're on, you can see stuff on YouTube and this and that. And we're also Mick Ives and the 222s on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're the handsome guys in red and black.
And you're saying the normal sites, things like CD Baby and, you know.
Mick needs to switch over to the drums. Yeah. I can fill in any blanks or blank in any fills.
Okay. And then you have that upcoming show?
Yes, at the New Way Bar coming up February 11th. It's on Woodward. You can also look them up. But the seat belts, do you guys know who the other bands are on the bill or no?
The Zots,
and who else?
Agenda 21. And Faster Taxi.
It's almost like a mini music fest.
It is. It's a variety.
It's
going
to be like Woodstock.
Darn near.
It's a variety show.
By the way, I offered Bobby and Sean some of those fries that night because they were there. You saw them.
Yep. Right. Yep. They were there. They shall be there, handing out Zots candy.
Yep. Pretty much.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
There's a connotation, there's a connection between Zots candy and Zots the band.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
It's hard candy that actually comes from Italy.
Really? I didn't know it came from Italy.
Yes. But you can definitely get it here, obviously. And the reason why they probably don't worry about a copyright issue is, you know, a candy company from, like, Italy is not going to come all the way to the Zots and say, what the, you know.
Yeah.
And sue them, you know.
I could just see a bunch of no-neck Mediterranean types coming to shake the band down.
Yeah, you know.
For their vigora, as they call it.
We're going to break both your legs if you don't stop doing this.
Are you talking to me? Ow!
Well, for the switcheroo, you know, Mick's on drums, I'm on bass, and Jeff's going to guitar and take over the lead vocal.
All right, great.
I'm going to jump on, hopefully, if we get three more in, maybe.
Maybe.
These are songs written by Jeff and put together by the band.
Okay. There we go.
What's the first one called?
I forgot.
Four Babies.
Four Babies.
Here we go, on the drumsticks.
I can't hear this.
Oh, nice. You have derailed, sir.
Nice job, Mick.
Looking in a baby, 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 don't you break my heart.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mick Ives and the 222s.
Hello.
This song's for you. Fake news. We'll have a little fake lady.
Can you turn up the guitar a little bit? Is this turn up the guitar a little bit. Oh.
We all ready? This is for the imitation news. It's out there. And the imitation ladies out there. Imitation she seems. She's a stranger, she's a lover, she's a daughter, she's a mother, she's a figment of my dreams. Imitation lady, leave me alone. Don't call on my phone. No, don't knock on my wall. If I need you, I'll call. Stimulated lady, stimulated baby. You move closer, but you're like a roller coaster. You pick me up and let me down. something, baby, that you better not ignore. I'm a wanted man in 50 states. There's 10,000 girls out there.
Time to do the Pete Townsend thing, like.
Yes. Yeah, Mother's Brother's show when Moon put in. What do we got?
All right. Do you want to switch again?
No, we're all good.
You sure?
Well, it's 5:54.
We got to do one more song and do our shout-outs.
Do one more song, or where are we at?
Can we do more shout-outs real quick, though?
Oh yeah. I mean, you can go a little bit over 6 o'clock. That's
all
fine.
All right. Cool.
As long as you don't go under.
All right. I want to give a shout out to my boy, who a mentor from, you know, he's from Hamtramck. I don't know if you ever heard of this band. They're called the Motor City Mutants, and I'm talking about Art Lysak.
I think I've heard of them, yes.
And I love that man, and he's been good to us, and he's said a lot of nice things.
Oh, cool.
So then,
excellent.
Then that's going to go out to Art Lysak.
That's a good stamp there.
And then the seatbelts. And of course, my girlfriend, sorry, but yes, Linda Jane, I love you, baby.
What about you two gentlemen? Any shout-outs?
well, for
that
me.
That chick with the baby, you should say something to.
Stop it.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a lot of music friends. My friends in Mom Barley, friends in Space Band, friends in the trio, Immigrant Sons People.
Oh, you could go on forever.
I know. There's too many, but yeah, Luke and Logan. Want to... Thank my mother.
Hey, you gotta admire a man that thanks mom, you know. Definitely.
Oh no. Hello.
Y'all good?
We may be good. Jeff, are you good? Are you a tat? Oh.
Okay.
1 second.
Do we have time to do things? And
yes, we do.
And Heart of Mine, or should we do Heart of Mine first?
By the way, yeah, girls at home.
We have time for one or two because we've got to plan this thing out.
You see the clock.
I don't see the clock.
Let's just
it's
roll.
Right there. It's right there.
Five. Fuck.
What?
In the window.
What? Damn it. Oh, hell. We got time. These are short songs.
Yeah, yeah. You get to like 6:02.
Yeah, we're going
to
do that.
So,
Nick, don't forget that intro on. We're gonna do.
This is a new song, and Jeto has to help me through it.
Yeah, these are new songs, so bear with us.
Yeah. Okay. This Heart of Mine, right?
Heart of Mine.
Here we go.
And then, all right. So one more time, a couple songs from Mick Ives and the 222s. Thanks for coming down, gentlemen.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank
both
you,
right,
man. This is awesome.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This heart of mine.
And if you so, I can't believe you let it go. Do you still wear my shirt to wear? I remember how you looked in it. And all that love, like a work of art. What is this within you? Turned away so many times, and you have broken this heart of mine, this heart of mine. Turn.
this heart of mine that needs you so. I can't believe you're letting it go. This heart of mine, this heart of mine, this heart of mine, this heart of mine.
That was disastrous. That was awful.
We should have kept that one off.
Try it again.
One last song, hopefully we'll redeem ourselves. Yeah. Here we go.
Things?
Yep. Start singing, singing, brother.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, this thing the world don't know is this. Things made of paper. Things.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Yeehaw!
Well, she got cat tracks on.